buy tyre power? It's more than just the power of lower prices.
You get the power of a big range of big brands.
And the power of service that keeps you coming back.
Why would you buy your tyres anywhere else?
Get the power.
Tyre power. Get the power of Australia's biggest independent.
On 11.16 SEN, breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Never really had a five-year deal as me. He started on a rookie list, so...
Now, some took that as Charlie having a crack at brother Ed after he signed the big multi-million dollar deal.
Yep, that's how I took it.
What? You reckon he was having a crack at the older brother?
Yeah, and I love Ed.
I don't know. I was at that game yesterday. I loved it. It was a really enjoyable game, and I got on the phone to the producer on the way home. I said, get us Kurno for tomorrow.
Which one?
Well, he's got the right one. Ed joins us. Welcome, Edward.
Morning, Kim. Morning, Gary.
How you going this morning?
Yeah, funny clip to listen to. The one of Charlie there.
We are loath to keep bringing Charlie up because you've had a terrific year in your own right. But, I mean, it's hard to ignore. What was your emotions when you see the younger brother come in and not only sort of take the footy world by storm in the manner that he has, but now with himself, and rightfully so, and deservedly so, this really lucrative contract? I reckon you'd be over the moon, would you? Not?
Hello.
I had a really good question then, but you must have missed it. I was just asking your emotions when you see your younger brother take the footy world by storm and then deservedly win this big contract.
Yeah, no, I think, with Charlie, in my opinion, definitely deserves the contract, and it's great for him and the footy club, and he can come out and then play the way he did on the weekend. So I'm wrapped for him. I think in footy, you earn everything you get. So I'm really proud of him.
It also is a real statement, Ed. Good morning to you. It's a real statement about what he believes the future of the Carlton Football Club is going to be.
Yeah, well, I think for Charlie and a lot of the other guys around his age at the footy club, they're really tight-knit and united, and I think that showed on the weekend with him coming out during the week and releasing news about his contract, and then our return performance from the poor game against Freo against Collingwood just shows that the group, it just probably comes down to mateship and wanting to play for each other, and we're able to do that on the weekend.
How do you reconcile the half that you had against Freo, and the second half was better, but how do you reconcile that half to what we saw yesterday? Because it was full of merit, and there wouldn't be a Carlton supporter or ex-Carlton great that wouldn't have woken up this morning and been proud of the effort.
Yeah, I think last week against Freo, our mindset was off. We thought we could play a style and a more offensive type of ball movement coming off the bye. We got a bit excited about that, and we forgot our, what makes us a good team, and that's bringing pressure and building our energy off defensive intent. And then during the week, we had a couple of pretty brutal training sessions, and we went hard. And coach basically said, if you're not going to do it game day, you can do it at training. And I think they're the type of habits that we've got to keep working on to bring that type of footy.
Ed, what is a brutal training session?
It's a bit more old school. It's a bit of bring your mouth guards, one-on-one, competitive work, extra running, competitive running, all that kind of little parts of that you add into training on top of your normal system drills.
Sounds like Levi Caswell brought that to his warm-up yesterday at the MCG too.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I saw Cam O'Shea running around the first quarter, and I had no idea he was even playing. And then you find out Levi's he's dislocated finger. So he's a tough man, Levi. I think they strapped it up straight away, and he was trying to still play, and they had to tell him no. So, it was a few curveballs yesterday, Cruz's ankle, and then Plowman's knee. So it was all happening.
Hey, Ed, when you talk to Carlton supporters, and even here from a talkback point of view, and we get real-time feedback, Liam Jones is the name that gets mentioned, maybe disproportionately, but his game yesterday was full of contradictions. He lost his spot. He gave too much latitude at times, made poor decisions with the ball in hand, particularly once when you got yourselves into a nice 8-point position. He went across ground. And yet at the end of the day, taking 10 intercept marks, which is the equal most for the last 10 years with Daniel Taylor. Give us an insight into how his, I don't know if his mind works or how his attitude to the game is?
Well, I think you kind of forget Liam this time last year, I think, had just come into the side. So it was his first game as a backman. And before that, he'd been playing AFL as a forward. So that's really only, 18, 20 games playing in that role. So it's kind of an amazing turnaround, and the expectations he put on himself this year, given the back end of last year where he wouldn't have played a bad game. It was amazing, his form. So I think it's still a bit of a learning curve for Jonesy in, you know, when's come off your man, when to press. And you know, I think we all know that in the contest, he's quite amazing. He's strong and he can take a great grab. So, and then it's working out, you know, what's the best kick for him to take. So, yeah, look, playing with Jonesy, you know what you're going to get. So I'm wrapped with his development in the last couple of years.
Talking to Ed Curno. Ed, your brother, Charlie, has recommitted to the club. Mark Murphy hasn't yet. What would you say to Mark Murphy as you're sitting down having a chat about this over a latte or a cappuccino this morning?
Oh, well, as a mate, we all want him to stay. And I think Mark is just working it out with his manager and probably the finer details of what the next couple of years of his life looks like for him with his wife and young baby Max. So I think he's probably just making sure he takes in, you know, makes his next decision carefully and thinking of his family. And then he knows that he's loved at the club and he's been a captain for here for a long time now through some hard times. So I really hope he stays, and so does the rest of his teammates. And I think that's what he's, that's where his head's at. But they're obviously taking a bit of time to work out a deal.
Fingers crossed. Hey, Ed, appreciate you. Always great supporters of the show. We love it when you jump on, and good luck for the rest of the year, mate.
Thanks for having me, Gary. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Ed.
Fine young man. We've got to take a break. Jerry Waitley's going to join us as we head to, 9 o'clock already.